Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here is the headline from the New York Times, Brandon. Lying in comedy isn't always wrong, but Hasan Minhaj crossed the line. This comes via Jason Zinoman, as I mentioned in the Times. Brandon, the Woka MAGA meter, please.
Well, he's a theater critic for the Times, so I'm assuming he's probably... I tried to look him up. He has very little footprint. I'm assuming because he's a theater critic, he's pretty woke. That's just a guess. He might be the most conservative guy to play, but I don't know too many really, really conservative theater critics. That's all I'm saying.
As you are a wokist, I think that applies. Okay, let's just read a little smidge of this, because I love this idea of this article. When I first heard that The New Yorker had published an expose on the veracity of the stand-up comedy of Hasan Minhaj, I rolled my eyes. Digging into his last two specials, Malone reveals Hasan Minhaj is a comic who leans on fictions to make real-world arguments, putting himself closer to the center of news stories to make him seem more brave. Take one example. Minhaj says in his act, The King's Jester, 2022, that after the government passed the Patriot Act in the wake of September 11th, undercover FBI informant named Brother Eric had infiltrated his childhood mosque and had dinner at his house. Minhaj recalls how he sniffed him out and in a prank asked him about getting a pilot's license, which led to a police officer throwing him against a car. The New Yorker found that there was such a man working in counterterrorism, but that Minhaj never met him. Minhaj defended his fabrications as a service to emotional truth. Minhaj has told a story about his prom date reneging on the date the day of the dance because her parents didn't want her to be seen in photos with a brown boy. He now admits to some untruths in that story, but not all, and left her perspective out. So we know comedy is satire, right? But this guy, Minhaj, or Hasan Minhaj, is trying to become the host of The Daily Show, which is still comedy, but a lot of people get their news from there. So like when you read this, were you like, hey, comedians can lie, they can fabricate truth, they've done it since the beginning of the time, or were you like me, my dander got up just a little bit in this?
Your dander got up because you didn't think he should lie?
Well, because we're fudging, like, fact, fiction, lying. Like, I understand the perspective of the court jester making fun of the king. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I tend to the side of this is a stupid discussion. I really? I truly, truly do. He is not a news guy. Comedy Central news is not news. It's comedy. I mean, I love that show, and
that's
I love what they do. Well, it's valid. Satire. It's satire. So if you look at satire,
John Stewart wasn't always satire. Sometimes he was telling the truth. So
absolutely,
it's not always satire.
Absolutely, and he called it out the way he saw it. But it wasn't Walter Cronkite. And my point is that Hasan Minhaj is a stand-up comic, whether you like him or not. I think he's funny, but I don't think he's my favorite comic. But every comic, if you watch it, is going to tell stories in their act that aren't true. That if you're watching, you're like, yeah, that's not true. Like, he's not sitting up there going, listen, when I was in high school, this girl, he's doing it for a joke. He's doing it for a laugh. So I was like, I don't really care. I mean, I honestly don't even care enough to get worked up about it. I just don't think it's that important. And I think that this author now, to be fair.
No, but here's the point. He's doing a routine and he's saying it as truth. He's saying, I dated this girl in high school. And
just like every comic that always says, hey, my wife did this and she never slept. I mean, no one believes that when a comic talks about their spouse or saying that my wife is. I mean, that this is as old as they come, bro.
Well, we believe it in that there is a hint of, and comedians will say there is a.
And there is a hint of truth in everything he said. There was an absolute speck of truth in every single thing he said. So,
well, I mean,
what?
Did
what
he really? I mean, now, so did he really date a girl and she reneged?
Yes,
because
2 days before the prom. That's a true story.
He made that up.
He made up the fact that not true. You didn't do your research there, Lawrence. He did. I mean, it wasn't fair to her. She got targeted online. I'm not saying that was a wise thing to say, but it did happen. She doesn't contest the fact that she was going to go to the prom and call it off 2 or 3 days before. No, whether it was because he was a brown boy or because she just thought he was an idiot, that's a totally different thing. I'm not, it's a stupid conversation to have. So there was a great article because I was like, wow, I don't even know what to think about this. In Salon, which basically took the absolute opposite side of this. The Salon article basically was by Sophia McLennan, who I don't know who she is, whatever. She's just a writer for Salon. but basically said, do we really need to have comedy fact checking going on? I mean, when the guy's like I disagree with that. If you don't know that he's a comedian and he's going to make up stuff, then you're foolish. Like he's not applying for the nightly news, bro.
There's a difference between like Bill Burr coming up with something, because he does not go onto like a fake political news show,
right,
and pretend to give facts. I just think there's a difference. Like this guy is like the Daily. Once again, I get it's mostly satire, but some people watch it as news.
I kind of wonder, honestly, if he wasn't Muslim and brown, if people wouldn't be even talking about this. Like, I mean, every comedian that's out there embellishes, bro.
It's a good point.
And I'm looking at this going, okay, Hasan Minhaj. Now, I'm not saying that the writer of the from the New York Times was, by the way, it was a New Yorker article that criticized him.
Yeah.
This is an opinion piece based on another article that was written. I'm not saying that they're racist or anything about it, but I just wonder if this was, another comedian that happened to be white or a woman, would we be having this conversation if a woman had made up these stories and was going on there? I don't think so. I think it's on there because Hasan Minhaj pushes the envelope. That's his act. If anybody's ever watched his act, he pushes the envelope. He calls out uncomfortable things all the time.
Which is fine. But what I'm saying is because he's kind of going as a fake-ish journalist, that's why we get to push back on him a little. Once again, it's different than...
What about Jordan Klepper? What if he made up stuff about a thing? Would you be like, oh, we can't talk about that guy?
I agree, because Jordan is kind of tacked to this sort of comedy journalism.
I know, Bo. He's interviewing people at Trump events. He's not... It doesn't matter what he thinks or what he's done. He's just simply interviewing people and using his humor to point out absurdity. I feel like you're focused on Hasan Minhaj as like the human being as opposed to Hasan Minhaj as the comic. It's not like Hasan Minhaj is in interviews with people going, here's the deal. I was done this by the FBI. These are all bits from his comedy act. Everything that she criticized him for was from a stand-up comedy act. So I'm looking at it going, okay, they quoted this in a thing, Mark Twain saying, maybe it was a Salonic, I don't know, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. I mean, he's doing this for effect. I love that. I love when comedians do that. They reference Seinfeld. Seinfeld wasn't doing, like, Seinfeld's a little bit about it.
But nobody thought Seinfeld was giving the truth.
Yeah, but maybe nobody thinks he's giving the truth.
Dude, so we're just going to have to agree to disagree. I just think if you're going to be on The Daily Show, you're right on the board.
The Daily Show is on Comedy Central. If you get your news from The Daily Show, you're an idiot, period.
Well, I got some bad news for you. A lot of people do. I got some really bad news
for
you.
Then they need to come out and say, hey, we're going to vet our reporters. We're only going to hire professional journalists who have a spotless crew, just like we do with ABC or CBS or whatever. The comedy, that's on Comedy Central, not on Hasan Minhaj.
I'm saying you're 80% mostly right.
Ugh.
And I think you're all right on...
I'm 100% right.
No. I think you're all right on comedians in general. But with him, he's really kind of coming off, by the way, as like a newsy-ish...
He comes off as cocky. He has cocky appeal to him, which bothers people. I wonder if this New Yorker writer, who happens to be a woman... I don't know that. I don't know anything about her. She might not be that way at all. Hey, but I wonder if that's not part of it.
Okay, so here's the deal. Barry Bonds, your boy from the Giants, used steroids.
Yeah.
And he was a jerk to everyone. If he'd have been a little bit of a nicer guy, maybe nobody ever finds out that he did steroids.
Fair enough, bro.
Because he was such a jerk. Now, your point
is... The difference is this. Hasan Minhaj isn't using PEDs to hit home runs.
My point is... He does come off cocky and arrogant. My point is just...
Okay.
And so when you're cocky and arrogant to the world, someone wants to bring you down.
Referenced Bill Maher, or Bill Burr, who is one of the funniest comedians in the world. I mean, he is...
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
He is as crass and as out there as you're going to get.
Yeah.
And some people are going to hate him because he calls out the wokesters and he calls out the wingtard or the magtards equal. He is insulting. He goes after them. If he was trying to be on Comedy Central, I could see them writing articles the same way. I'm looking at this dude going, Bill Burr is a comedian who's using observation humor to make you laugh. I think it's ridiculous, this whole discussion.
I don't think
I don't care who's the host of Comedy Central. I don't watch it. I don't care.
I don't think your perspective is wrong, but there is you're just giving absolutes. There is a sliver where this guy, once again, he's not just in.
So are we going to vet everybody that ever goes on Comedy Central?
I just said that. No, I'm just saying if you host a fake news show, maybe there's a chance you should be held to a little bit of a higher standard other than just making stuff.
A fake news show. You just said it yourself, bro.
I know that, but not everybody knows that.
Lord.
Not everybody knows that.
Okay, listen. You know, I mean, all right, whatever. I can't win this argument with you because it's just dumb.
I feel like I'm talking to my wife. This is like, listen, I feel like I'm talking to my wife who only deals in absolutes. Like, I can never be like, hey, sometimes there's not.
Yeah, I just don't know. No, that's incorrect. If this was nightly news, I would be with you on this, bro. This is not the same thing. That's my point. There is an absolute on this. You're like, oh, maybe we should vet this guy. I'm like, why? How about this? In our last 30 seconds, you tell me why we should vet him. Because he told some stories that weren't totally true? Is that why he's being vetted?
I don't need to rethink and say all of the things that I just said. So I get your point. It's valid. If he gets this job, he's going to be criticized more often on this point than not.
Yes.
And he, by the way, who cares about me? If he's fine with it, if he's fine being fact-checked and be told all the time he's exaggerating, then who cares, right? It's part of his act. Go with
it. Yeah, I totally think that's what's going to happen with this. So I think if I had an absolute on this, is that this is a non-story. Right, go write some real hard news. That's what I'm going to say.
Great news. Brandon Thoughts, today's post and our discussion was a non-story. Thank you, Brandon, for telling everybody to listen today. We wasted their time.
You're such a dick.
That's rude, Larry.
Thank you.